I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Kremlin warns the U.S. is stoking the war in Ukraine and escalating international tensions after the move by the Biden administration to give Ukraine the okay to use American weaponry for attacks deeper into Russia. The BBC's Paul Adams is in Ukraine.
Ukrainian officials believe that it is a necessary step and one that will somewhat redress the balance of military might at a time when they really feel they're on the receiving end of a slow, grinding Russian advance in the east and a feeling that Ukraine for the last several months has really been on the back foot.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more on the new revelations that have hit a Trump cabinet pick.
Former Fox News host Pete Hegseth paid a settlement to a woman who had accused him of sexual assault back in 2017. Hegseth's attorney told CBS News she initiated a consensual encounter while Hegseth was intoxicated. A Trump team spokesman said Hegseth has vigorously denied any and all accusations, and no charges were filed.
Facing a mountain of debt, Spirit Airlines has filed for bankruptcy. CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
For flyers, what they need to know is Spirit is operating as it always has. It's operating as business as normal today. The bankruptcy is not impacting its flights. You can still book travel on Spirit, and the airline will continue operating as they go through bankruptcy and through the busy Thanksgiving holiday that's coming up.
That busy travel holiday is all important for all airlines. AAA's Aixa Diaz says it's expected around 80 million of us will hit the airports and highways next week.
Tuesday afternoon is going to be very congested, as well as Wednesday afternoon as well. If you're leaving on those 2 days, try to hit the road as early as possible.
Families of four students shot and killed nearly 3 years ago at Oxford High School in Michigan are demanding a state investigation. Buck Myers' son was among those killed.
It's time for our state government to investigate this. Stop hiding. Stop making excuses. A Michigan public school was the scene of the shooting. Kids' lives were lost.
CBS's Jim Crisula says there's a new list out today for those of us thinking of calling it quits.
And the winner is Naples, Florida. It's the best place to retire in the country, according to U.S. News and World Report. Virginia Beach, Virginia is number two on the list, followed by New York City. Sarasota, Florida, and Boise, Idaho to round out the top five best places to retire. The publication based its listings on housing affordability, tax rates, quality of health care, and the overall happiness of local residents. Residents, among other things.
Wall Street, the Dow is up 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Squads will be watching speeds on Sheridan Road. An effort to reduce crashes in Kenosha County has the speed limit dropping today from KR to near Carthage. It's now down to 35. A UTV and ATV crash in Dover injured four people over the weekend. Two were taken to Children's Hospital. Flight for life was needed for one of the victims. A Prius driver escaped serious injury after a rollover crash on Spring Street in Racine County last night. The driver was the only one in the car. They were taken to the hospital for observation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating. Racine Unified is considering increasing the cost for the new Red Apple K-8 school. If approved at their next meeting, it would bring the total to almost $37 million. The school's opening has been delayed until January of 2026. And the Racine St. Catharines football team has secured a spot in the state title game Thursday. The Angels will face Baldwin Woodville in the Division IV state championship game. Kenosha St. Joe's lost Friday in their playoff run. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers beat the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Yeah, the Packers beat the Bears for the 11th time in a row, setting a new franchise record. Green Bay's Carl Brooks blocking the Bears' attempt to kick a winning field goal. Final score, Packers 20, Bears 19. Matt LaFleur.
Just like you draw it up, right? First of all, got to give Chicago a ton of credit. We knew this is, this is a National Football League. You got to come with your best every week.
College football, the Badgers fired Phil Longo, their offensive coordinator, after losing to Oregon, 16-13. Luke Fickle.
Those guys in that locker room, obviously, they fought their butts off. They did everything we asked them to do. They played the way we wanted them to play and we expected them to play. We just right now haven't found a way to be able to finish.
NBA, the Bucks host the Rockets tonight. Doc Rivers fined $25,000 for criticizing the rest after losing to the Hornets Saturday night.
Go back three plays when Giannis dunks. The whole team fouled him. The whole team fouled him. And it's a no call.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Look for rain to develop this afternoon. High temperatures topping out in the mid-50s. For tonight, rain continues, a few rumbles of thunder possible as well. Wind picks up too, temps holding in the low to mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
I couldn't think of a more appropriate tune to play on a Monday. This whole day with the rain and how it looks, it's perfect for the Carpenters.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
Rainy day. me down.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against my.
That's the Beatles on WRJN, and from rock and roll music, we're going to keep the beat going on here with some Sonny and Cher on WRJN.
The beat goes on, the beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The miniskirt, the current thing. Goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-di-da-di-dee, la-di-da-di-da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Al Green, Let's Stay Together. They don't get better than Al Green, that is for sure. I'm Cindy Huber. Great to be with you this afternoon. I'm going to drive home and not worry about any kind of storm coming our way, but we do have rain tonight. We got, actually, it's supposed to be a problem on Wednesday, but I think we're going to get some wind tomorrow, and definitely windy from Wednesday to Friday with snow showers. So, if I didn't come to work, I'd probably be at home in bed laying up in a fetal position because, that's how I like to do winter. I call winter my long nap, kind of start doing a lot of napping between now and the first day of spring. So just so you know. Hey, I just want to thank Disc Center of America. I'll tell you what, Racine Disc Center, they do a great job. And I didn't realize this, but they get people that come in from Sheboygan, Madison, Chicago, all coming to Racine Disc Center because they do a great job. And one more plug for Racine Disc Center. They bring us Paul Harvey every day at 12:05, Monday through Fridays, right here on WRJN.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday we'll all be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day.
shot is dark, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, and that'll be the day right here on WRJN. With a little bit of soul from the music explosion.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta make like you wanna be in a prayer. And then a little bit of soul will come your way. Oh,
Local news and timeless is right here on WRJN. I'm Cindy Huber. It's just a beautiful afternoon. By beautiful, I mean what's coming. What's coming our way? So today, absolutely gorgeous. Get out and enjoy it. Maybe have a margarita or maybe some hot cocoa with Malibu rum. Whipped cream, of course. You never go anywhere without the whipped cream. And just enjoy this last 50s day that we're going to have for quite a while. I don't know if we're going to be lucky enough to get that 70-degree day we had this past February. I don't know if we'll be lucky to get it this year. The Farmer's Almanac says no. But, and of course, we've got meteorologists and weather people that work here, but I'm more inclined to trust the Farmer's Almanac because, you know, I'm from Iowa. And I'm old. We're going to join Stuart J. Waddles with local news here at WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The driver of a Prius escaped serious injury after a Racine County rollover crash last night. Kansasville Fire and Rescue say they got a call at around 9:30 to the crash on Spring Street near Hickory Road. The vehicle left the road, struck a utility pole and guy wire before overturning. The driver and only person in the car was taken to the hospital for evaluation. The Racine County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause. Winter weather is knocking, and it just happens to be Winter Weather Awareness Week. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
There were 45 cold-related deaths in the state last year. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says there were 861 emergency department visits and 225 hospitalizations from cold-related illnesses. Matt Friedline at the National Weather Service says the temperatures are about to take a dip.
Yeah, winter is a season that everyone needs to prepare for, even if you're hardy and they have experienced many cold winters. As always, weather's not convenient.
And this is exactly why you'll want an emergency kit with a shovel, sand, or cat litter. And go toss a heavy blanket, extra gloves, hat, and water in the trunk right now. Those are essentials in dire situations. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
U.S. News and World Report has honored a Kenosha County-run nursing home. The Brookside Care Center has received the publication's highly performing rating for 2025. The annual Best Nursing Home Rankings, now in their 14th year, has evaluated over 15,000 nursing homes across the country on various factors. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Rain jackets and umbrellas needed today. Look for rain to develop this afternoon. High temperatures topping out in the mid-50s. For tonight, rain continues, a few rumbles of thunder possible as well. Wind picks up too, temps holding in the low to mid-50s. Right now, it's 51.
WRJN. So along with that Malibu rum and cocoa, an umbrella. It's raining right now on Racine. WRJN with the OJs. We'll be right back.
Hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me, like a
and local news, timeless hits, and even Glenn Campbell are back on WRJN. Hey, tonight's game, Badger basketball. Tonight, pregame starts at 6 p.m. Texas Rio Grande at Wisconsin. You can listen live here tonight at WRJN.
If you need someone to count on, first on
sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me?
San Francisco, she must have lost her way. Posting a poster of Pancho and Cisco one California day. She says she believes in Robin Hood and Brotherhood and colors of green and gray. And all you can do is laugh at her. Doesn't anybody know how to pray? You're acting like a teeny bopper runaway child. And scrape off the paint from the face of a little town saint. Francisco, I will be guide your way. I'll be the Count of Monte Cristo, you'll be the Countess May. And you can believe it, Robin Hood and Brotherhood and rolling the ball in the hay.
Lindsay on WRJN, also known as Paul Revere and the Raiders. And we're going to see him next year at the Wisconsin State Fair. He's joining the Turtles on the Happy Together Tour. It's going to be a great one, too. Kyle Stills will be with him. Here's a rank, Aretha Franklin, WRJN.
What you want?
Love is kinda crazy with a spooky lip.
the classics for and spooky on WRJN. And what's really spooky is Kurt Vohman is coming up after two. Oh, boy. Wonder what kind of show he's going to have. It's going to be great, of course. Sports with Mike Clemens and Stuart J. Waddles next.
My head on the railroad track, waiting on.
Awesome. Kurt Vohman is next on WRJN. Here's Four Seasons.
There ain't no good in our goodbye. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.